Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. It's about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday, 7:05, my friends, on May the 10th. Our phone lines here, of course, are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. What a beautiful day this is going to be, Bad Bob. Lay it on me.
Absolutely, Carl. We're looking for a high today of 93 under sunny skies.
Okay, wait, just for a second here, Bob. I like a little more enthusiasm this morning. A little more enthusiasm in this read as you beat me up when I'm doing my spot. A little more enthusiasm here. Come on.
I was trying to sound businesslike. High will be, well, right around, let's call it right around 90. Overnight low will be about 67. Sunny skies, a little hazy out this morning, and right now we are looking at 61, and of course this report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, where you can go up for music tonight and great food, great ambiance, the service and everything. We'll talk about, it looks like the, one of the lawsuits, that's going on has been pushed back down to state court. We'll talk about that in a little while. But here's something. Today we're going to have Mark Beecherman and his pithy is a good word, comments about what's going on in the North State and some things that have happened that I think are interesting. We're going to tell you the 10 things that you should know for today. That's right, 10 things that you should know for today that's happening all over the world. So you can just, when you go into work today or whatever you're doing, you can impress everybody with that knowledge. We're going to talk about the Shane Miller case, of course, this tragedy up in Shingletown. But we're also going to talk, and of course, if it's Friday, we have our pets here from Haven Humane. And then I want to talk to you about AB 1220 or 1266. You know, just when you think that California is the craziest place in the world to live. I mean, when you really think that, they go beyond that. Our Democrats down in the assembly go beyond that. But before we get into all of that, let's start with our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. We have positive markets on this last trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's up 24 points at 15,107, while the Nasdaq's up 18 at 3,427, and the S&P 500's up 4 at 1,631. Oil's down $2.10 at $94.29 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.06%. Gold's down $39.10 this morning at $1,429, while silver's down 63 cents at $23.22 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Verizon's up a dime at $52.81, GE's down a nickel at $22.73, and Google is up $6.88. at $878.22. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because, you know, look at Wall Street, up, down, but you can't even tell everything that's going on. There's so many nuances to it that the people at the Wells Fargo Advisors are all up on. So stop by Park Marina Drive at their office or give them a call again, 243-7561. We're going to take a quick break, and it gives us time to get all of our pets from Haven Humane in here. We're going to talk with Spencer about the latest. And aren't these just absolutely the most adorable dogs you've ever seen?
I have to go get an insulin shot.
They're so sweet. You're right. They're so sweet that I'm going to have to, you know, we're going to have to take, you know, blood test here to make sure everybody doesn't have diabetes after this. All right. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up, it's rodeo week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, walking on sunshine here. It's Friday, 61 degrees. It's got to get up to 93 today. 7:15 in the morning, Carl Bach, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And if it's Friday, it's got to be Spencer.
Good morning.
And if it's Spencer, there's got to be our pet of the week. In this case, we have two pets of the week that are absolutely adorable. And, Spencer, tell us about it, because we got a change up. You gave it through a change up.
We do. You know, most people think a pet of the week is just being a cat or a dog. Well, this week we brought a rabbit and a guinea pig. I brought Peanut Butter the guinea pig, the he's black and orange colored, about a year old. Great little guy, hasn't bitten anybody. Both of them came in as owner surrenders. Their owners had a few too many animals and couldn't keep them.
Yeah, it looks like IHOP's going for it.
Yes, and
okay,
then
IHOP's back on the pillow.
And then IHOP is a
French lop rabbit.
Yes, yes, he's a white and with black spots all over him. Really, really friendly. He's getting along really well with Peanut Butter down there.
Yeah, he's laying on him. I think that's what they're doing.
But yeah,
sleeping. Yes. Well, these are two are just adorable little animals. And if you've got, tell me about it, kid. You know, is this okay for kids?
Absolutely. You know, it's actually what I got my kid for his first animal. Before I went out and got a cat or a dog, I got a guinea pig for my son. They're great, great pets. They stay in the cage most of the time unless you're interacting with them. So they're quiet. Their mess is contained. They very, very rarely bite unless if you hurt them or scare them really, really bad.
Yeah, the only attack rabbit I've ever heard of. There was two. It was in a Monty Python movie. You remember that, Bad Bob? In the Monty Python movie where the attack rabbit came out and just beat all the knights up. And the other one was when Jimmy Carter was in a boat many years ago. I was in a little rowboat, and here came a rabbit after him, and it was forever known as the attack rabbit because, you know,
well,
even rabbits went after Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, and I brought these two critters with me today because they're not the only ones that we have at the shelter right now. We actually have about five other guinea pigs. We have white ones, black ones, white and black. We've got a few of them down there, as well as a few different bunnies as well. We even have a neutered male bunny down at our shelter right now. So if you're worried about if you want to adopt a rabbit, but you don't want one that's going to go out there and breed, well, we have a neutered one for you.
Well, that's probably a pretty good idea. You know, that's a bad trick to give somebody as a female bunny that's ready to pop.
Yes.
Hey, IHOP has got a little harness on it. So do you take IHOP for walks?
You know, he doesn't really follow you like a dog would, but you can hook him on a leash, you know, and kind of taunt him around with a little carrot or something, and he'll follow it around. But
you drag him down the street. What is this? I mean, I can see by trying to walk the rabbit. Okay, bring IHOP up here on our studio desk here. On the table. Let me see IHOP up close.
I so see a Johnny Carson moment.
You know what?
Here,
let me.
Super soft.
That's super soft. Go over, Bob, pet the rabbit. Pet the bunny. Okay. If you're looking for, you know what? If you're looking for a great pet for your kids, or even you, because, these are two such adorable animals. They're quiet. They, you know, you don't have to worry about them running around the house and messing up. You can run over and hold them and pet on them and love them. Cause I tell you what, this little guinea pig and this little, French lop rabbit are just adorable.
And rabbits can even be, litter box trained as well. Most people don't realize that, but you can litter box train a rabbit to where it will only go to the bathroom in the box.
You know, something that they're quiet, they don't smell, they're affectionate, you know what, so what else could you want for something for your child's first pet or something just for you to have around?
And absolutely, and we're doing a special on them because we do have so many of them. Normally it's $5 for a guinea pig, $10 for a rabbit. You can buy one, get one. They do better in pairs.
Buy one, get one free at Haven Humane with the rabbits and the guinea pigs. Okay, Spencer, what's the phone number down there?
It's 241-1653.
This, Bob, tell me, are they cute little animals?
They are absolutely, and the two of them together are just amazing, yeah.
Yeah, okay, give us a call again at Haven Humane at
241-1653.
Now y'all have been doing very good about getting these animals adopted out of here.
Absolutely, everyone that we've had on here, including little CJ, he finally found a forever home.
Okay, CJ was a three-legged dog that had a really bad wheel and it was dragging it around, and when they tried to fix it, they found out they couldn't fix it, so they amputated it at the shoulder. But this little dog was running around. I had no idea it had a handicap.
Absolutely. And he finally found a forever home.
That is absolutely wonderful. Every one of them?
Every one of them that
I
brought in
pity,
here.
Our pity last week?
Who was last week? It was Sydney, wasn't she?
Sydney,
I believe, is still there.
Okay.
So Sydney's the only one, but every other one
we've had on here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely great. Okay, so go on down there and get this guinea. Oh, you ought to see this thing. I wish you could see this. It's radio here, so let me describe it. The rabbit is sitting on Spencer's lap with its little face in his arm and just sitting there just being petted. Absolutely quiet. All right, we gotta take a break. This was our Haven Humane Adopt a Pet segment, and what great little pets for your family or for you. If you're kind of a sedate kind of person, you just want to have something around the house, you know, that you can pet. You don't have to take out for walks. Here you go. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you, it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Jeremiah Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 61 degrees out there at 7:23 in the morning. Just something that, you know, with all the things that are going on that need to be fixed, the California Assembly. Democrats, okay? You keep saying Democrats. It is Democrats. They control everything down there. So I can just say, look what the Democrats have done. This is the latest one. The co-ed bathroom bill. AB 1266 passed out of the assembly floor along party line vote this morning. It forces all California schools to allow students to participate in usually the sex-segregated school programs such and activities and facilities consistent with his or her gender identity. Now, you may look like a guy or a girl, but you may feel like a girl or a guy, which means then is that that's your gender identity. You doesn't have to go through anything else. I believe you just have to just say, this is the way I feel. This is who I am. It allows, and it says, let me see, quote, this bill allows children of any gender to participate on any sports team and enter into locker rooms, showers, and bathrooms of their choice based on the student's private sense of their own gender, regardless of their biological gender at birth, said Karen England, executive director of Capital Resource Institute. This kind of takes away local control from the school districts, parents, and communities. And what it's saying is the rights of these students supersede the rights of all other students, the parents, the school district, anything that's considered. It's going to lead to many unintended consequences. No student should be forced to share bathrooms or change clothes in front of members of the opposite sex, no matter what they claim at that minute. So, AB 1260, it's out of the assembly, and now it's over in the Senate. What do you think? You know, Bob, I can't make it up. I am
embarrassed to be Californian this morning.
I can't make it up. You know what? This thing happens. Then let's dump AB 5 on it, you know, with the homeless bill of rights. And that way a homeless person, cause it's a public institution, right? So it's not a private institution. They can walk in on that school campus and just say, hey, look, I like to take a shower in the girls because that's the way I feel. Or is that just students? They can do that too.
Okay, the legislature is supposed to express the views of the majority of the people of California, right?
I just can't believe this is the majority of the people of California.
God help us.
I just don't believe that. I do not believe the majority of the people of California say that my daughter is in on the girls' swimming team, and this guy, high school guy, says, well, you know what, I feel girl. I'm a girl. I don't want to swim on that boys team. I'm on the girls team. And then shows up and is able to swim on her team and share their locker rooms and the bathrooms. But this says they can. I know. Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to something good. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Jim. You've got a great cause that's happening this weekend.
Yes, I do. The Shasta College Veterans Club is, putting on their first spaghetti dinner, and that's to support their team to go for the Relay for Life. And it's being held today at 5:30. It starts at the VFW post in Redding at 1251 Oregon Street, Redding. It's $25 for a family of four, $10 adult, $5 a child. And it's being sponsored by the BFW Post 1934. You can call 515-4500.
Okay, it's 515-4500?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and this is a fundraiser for the Shasta Veterans Relay for Life team.
Yes, the club, yes.
Okay. That's great. And that's going to be down at the VFW on Oregon Street. And what time does it start?
It starts at 5:30, sir.
Okay. And then you can actually, you can buy tickets right there then.
Yes, you can. Just come right on in and they'll give you the tickets there.
You know what? This is a great cause, Jim, and I appreciate it. You give us a call.
Got to take care and support our veterans.
You bet. All right. Anything else?
No, that's it, sir.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. Okay, as long as we're, and we're talking about other good things that are happening, I want to mention this one, the old Shasta Music Festival. You know what? You've been hearing about it. It's a Mother's Day tradition. It's been going on. This is the 40th annual Mother's Day event, and it's going to be at the Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp. Just go out Highway 299 to Middle Creek Road, take a turn there, and then you get right there, and they've got bands all day. They're going to have the Jim Dyer Band, a great band from around here, Lou White, Manzanita, and of course, Wild Bill and the Mudwompers. Wild Bill and the Mudwompers. Artisans, horse traders, music, food, including their own chuck wagon grub. Tickets are $10 and in advance, so you can still buy them at the Cascade box office or by phone at 243-8877 or $15 at the gate. You know, this is a, this is a great event put on by the people of the Shasta Service Guild, and the proceeds benefit the Shasta Service Guild Mining Camp Endeavors building out up there. I tell you what, it's got seating available, or you can bring your blankets or chairs. This is going to be a great day. This is going to be Sunday, May 12th, and it starts around 11 o'clock. So get out there around 10:30 and get a chance to walk through all that. Okay, Bad Bob, we have got so many things to talk about when we get back here, but we'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 20 points. Meanwhile, nearly 50% of American parents have admitted to raiding their kids' savings accounts. That's according to money-saving website Coupon Codes for You. 45% of those admitting to dipping into their kids' piggy banks said they couldn't afford to replace the money. Most parents said they needed the money to pay bills or clear debt, but a good percentage used the funds for family vacations and presents. And as beef prices hit multi-year highs, McDonald's is cutting the Angus burger from its menu. Mickey D's introduced the one-third pounder back in 2009, and it was the company's first premium burger since the Big and Tasty debuted in 2001. McDonald's and other chains have worked to offset higher beef costs by promoting chicken, which is less expensive. The changes come as the company looks to keep up with shifting tastes, even as it underscores the affordability of its food. The Angus burgers were among the chain's priciest items. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com and use the secret code MOM62. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM62.
Dust off your boots and get ready for the biggest dinner and dance party rodeo style. The Reading Rodeo Steak Feed Kickoff Party is Saturday, May 11th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds at 6 p.m. Come on down for a delicious steak dinner, including all your favorite fixings and the biggest outside dance floor under the stars with live music from the Billies. It's good old-fashioned rodeo fun and a great way to kick off a week of rodeo-filled events. Don't miss the Mechanical Bull Media Challenge, and the Reading Rodeo Karaoke Competition finalists will be competing for a $1,000 purse. The Reading Rodeo Kickoff Steak Feed and Dance at the Rodeo Grounds Saturday, May 11th. Tickets are on sale now for $12.50 in advance or $15 at the door. Go to the Reading Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds or online to readingrodeo.com. The biggest barbecue steak dinner and dance party in Reading under the stars, May 11th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include medical home care professionals, HICAP, Walter Hurst Independent Insurance Agent, Golden Living Center, Patrick Black of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Today, it's going to be at 93 degrees with a low of 60. It's going to be very, very warm today. 93 weekend's going to be great for this Mother's Day weekend. And speaking of that, today is Linda's mom's 80th birthday. So happy birthday, June. And we're going to go down there and celebrate that with her, of course, and right down the road. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and his people over at Estate Granite, not only can they do beautiful countertops, they can do your bathroom, they can do outside, they can, you know, when you're doing that barbecue area out there, they can even make a smoker for you. This is how, I mean, they are able to fab everything. Fabricate anything there in his design studio and warehouse there. Estate Granite. Give them a call at 241-7866. 241-7866. I can't believe the quality of work and such reasonable prices that you get from Estate Granite. Okay, last night was kind of State of Downtown put on by Viva Downtown, and they handed out some awards. The business of the year business person was Jenna Laird from, Vintners. And Jenna Laird is not just, you know, their business has been around, I think, since 2006. And they've done a success. It's right on the corner of California and Placer there. And I'm sure you're familiar with it. But the big thing about it is that Jenna has been involved in the Cascade Theater and all these theatrical events for over the years. And she was the director of this fabulously successful Fiddler on the Roof. People are still talking about that play. And in fact, after, you know, it was so good that there was, that is one of the local productions, the ability of those local productions that are so good, it should have gone on the road. It should have been over in Chico at the university. It should have gone up to Medford Ashland? Not Medford, but that place where they have the,
Ashland, yeah.
Ashland. Go up to Ashland.
Shakespeare Festival.
Right. Yeah. They could have put that one on the road up there. There are several places in the surrounding area that cast could have taken that on the road and it would have been a huge success. Anyway, so we want to, do a shout out to Jenna. And there are other, you know, Dan Berger, 75 years this year. 75 years.
Reading Icon.
It is a Reading Icon, and to do that. So Linda was the host, and of course John Truitt heads that up down there, and it was a good time. They had talking about downtown, of course, Shasta County Arts Council, talking about their plans for the Shasta County Access Channel that they're building. If you can ever get RCAC, who are the ones that had it, that lost the contract for good cause after screwing up their chances to keep it over the years, has still not turned back the equipment and doesn't know if they're going to, that this is equipment, of course, paid for by the cable fees. They didn't take any money out of their pocket for it. And, it was always understood that equipment would go back along with the contract to whoever's going to have the access channel, cable channel. Well, of course, they haven't done it. It's been dragging on for 6 months. The city has finally said, okay, you've got 90 days to cease and desist. And they still don't want to give the equipment back. You know what? For people that say they want to help the community, the board down there of the Shasta County Arts Council, not Shasta County, but the RCAC, who say they support this community, you know, why don't they support the community then and just let the equipment go on? But you've read about it in the papers. There's, you know what, it's just the whole thing's a mess. And a lot of it because the city and Mr. DuVernay, the city attorney, didn't read the contract. Or whoever read it, but it comes out of his office, when they signed it, didn't realize is that the equipment stays with the entity, that entity, instead of that it passes on. Well, everybody else in every other instance when it happened, it passed on. Well, let's go back. All right. Anyway, that's going on. Now, the other thing, this terrible, terrible killing, murders up in Shingletown. They found the car of Shane Miller over in Petrolia area of Humboldt County. If you've ever been over there, it is a extremely, extremely isolated area.
Yep.
That, right,
yep.
Dad Bob?
It's it takes you a long time to get there, and you're well away from everything. Well, so if you were going to hide out and you knew the area, that would be the place to go.
Well, I don't know. You know, frankly, you know, you kill your wife and your two little girls. That usually when that happens, you would think then, you know, it's part of a murder suicide. But then he left. And, you know, there's been comments that, gosh, you know, they were quiet. They never heard, you know, arguments or anything, you know, from the area. I guess if I use that, but if I use that criteria, I mean, I never hear anything from my neighbors across the street, you know, on either side. Does this mean they're all, should I be watching? On the other hand, they probably hear Linda and I a lot when we have our little disagreements. So
the thing that one of our chat packers brought up, and this is the sign of the times, is that it took 45 minutes for the first responding officers to arrive on scene. And that's just how thin law enforcement has gotten spread out. And this obvious, you know, if this was a call from, now we don't know all the information yet, but that is what the paper has so far indicated, that it was a 45 minute response time. Partially because the backup wasn't in place, because our law enforcement, both county and state, are just spread way too thin.
Well, I think it says they take anywhere 45 minutes out there is not unusual for somebody to go to get to a scene. But you would think that, I don't know what the sound, you know, what the call was, shots fired. I know I'm not sure exactly what it was. You're right. It does take a while. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. We're coming back and we're going to talk about the 10 things that you should know today. On May 10th. We'll be right back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the box. 61 degrees out there right now, 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and of course, locally owned and family operated. Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 365-3793. 10 things you need to know today. The prosecutors may seek a death penalty for Ariel Castro, is the guy that, these are the three brothers that kidnapped and kept those women in that house for, what, 10 years?
They've now determined, I guess, through investigation, that the two brothers really didn't know what Mr. Castro was up to. At least that's the latest report that I read.
They had three women there.
Well, it's unknown. It's unclear if the brothers were actually living there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, because, but they said there's reports of three guys walking naked women around on their hands and knees out in the backyard, which could, I guess, be not true. But anyway, but they're looking about seeking the death penalty because he beat one woman so severely that she had over the period of time, 6 miscarriages. Okay. That's the first thing. We got 10 things here. Hackers loot $45 million from ATMs. They took away, I guess, over the internet, they hacked into it, took away their amounts that you could withdraw. It took $45 million. This is based out of New York.
Yep.
And it's had a picture of a couple of guys, and they look pretty happy at that point.
The vulnerability of our banking system to some of these techniques is kind of a frightening concept, and it's just a few. It's like that movie where they were taking a couple of the half cents at a time out of the accounts, and over time it accumulated. And same idea.
Hundreds of millions, yeah. Okay, bombing suspect Tamerlan Tesnarov, the one from the Boston Marathon, so much happens in our short attention span was just buried. They found a spot to bury him. Now, have you been reading about, we're going to discuss this with Mark Beecham when he shows up at 8 o'clock, about they've got an online blueprint for a 3D printed pistol. And you could literally print, you know, if you get into these 3D models and of the different hard plastics, you could have actually built this. Is this what I'm hearing?
Yeah, you could build using 3D printing technology and some of the advanced composites.
Yeah.
Yes, a working firearm. And of course, first thing everybody wants to do is have laws passed to make this go away. Well, there's so many benefits from 3D technology. It's just another tool. But yes, the templates, once they're out there, can be reproduced and distributed indefinitely. So this is one that's definitely out of the bottle. It'll be interesting to see where it goes from here.
Anyway, the feds have yanked that online blueprint. Number 5, Minnesota House passes gay marriage bill. You know, it seems like a lot of times it's the House of the, you know, will pass it when it can't pass. It won't make a resolution of the people. Survivor found 17 days after that building collapse in Bangladesh that killed like 600 or 700 people. I'm sorry, the death toll has climbed to 1,038. And they're still looking for more bodies, and they found this guy after 17 days of being buried. The North Koreans are not happy with South Korea summit, so you might want to keep an eye on that since they have been, I think we're at a state of war with them again, but it's never clear. Because they say it a lot. Olympic sailor, a guy named Andrew Bart Simpson, was practicing for this summer's America's Cup.
Bart Simpson.
No, that's what they called him. That was his nickname. He was an Olympic gold medalist who was serving as a race strategist for the Swedish team. These are high speed, high tech catamarans, multi hulls, and it collapsed and he drowned. It when it sank, it caught him underneath the, in the wreckage there and he drowned there after 10 minutes underwater. And here's the big thing. Of course, the biggest news is for the last with everything else going on in the world. Randy Jackson. The last original judge from American Idol says this is his last.
Oh, really?
This is his last American Idol.
Another
considering
one
that they've dropped 25% in ratings, and the History Channel's The Bible beat them during the series. I think that they may have to revamp that show. All right, those are 10 things that you may want to know that's important for May the 10th. Frankly, I think the part about the AB 1266 bill that the Democrats have passed right here in California should have been in that top 10 about the mixing of the genders, the opening of everything. Let's go to the phones. We got a call. Dr. Dave.
Hi, Carl.
I wanted to
call your attention to a problem. California crime situation is going to get worse because California is probably going to have to close 2 prisons in the San Joaquin Valley because of Valley Fever. It's a story in the LA Times and most of the state's major newspapers. But the prisons are at Avenal and Pleasant Valley. And people with HIV and certain minorities have been dying actually by the dozens because of Valley Fever. So they're going to have to close those.
Well, you know, I read that someplace, and there's certain ethnic groups or racial ethnic groups that have a propensity to catch some of these diseases. And you're right that they're having people dying, but I didn't realize they were at the verge of closing the prisons.
No, they're not yet, but they will be. It's inevitable.
And if they do, we've got to push them to other prisons, which will make the overcrowding even worse, which means we even release more prisoners.
Yeah, when I was in the Navy, they quit sending Filipinos to Lemoore, which is where you learn to fly the F-A-18. Because Filipinos, they were losing so many Filipinos to Valley Fever. And it's a lingering, very painful death.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't want that then. Well, okay, Dr. Dave, I appreciate that for our update. That's probably one of the 12 things that we needed to know today.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
All right,
we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back here. We've got a few more things about California. Where do you think California was ranked in business? Well, you might be surprised. We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah! Friday! Let's go beat those drums. Carl Lindebot, 61 degrees out there. It's going to hit 93 today. 7:55 in the morning, 605-4567. Give us a call. When we come back from our break, Mark Beecham is here with me, and he is just wound up ready to go because I want to talk a few things with him, like unfunded liabilities, just any number of things that I know that Mark will probably be wanting to talk about. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. We support Orchard Nutrition. They are good people down there. They, you know, always friendly, always willing to help everybody. They are the North State's nutrition experts, located at 221 Locust Street in Redding. If you know where the Cypress Square Shopping Center is, it's right in there, right behind that. And or give them a call at 530-244-9141, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. All right, it happened again. The Chief Executive Magazine of America. They have ranked every business, every state in America on how friendly it is to business. Guess who made number one this year, Bob? Just guess.
I'm leaning towards Texas.
Texas, you're right. All right. Guess who went up 35 spots? Ohio. I know you wouldn't know that, but it was Ohio. Others have gone up. Alabama, Arizona, I think Minnesota. Now, guess which state is the least friendly to business in the entire United States?
50th out of 50.
50th out of 50. And we're just lucky it's not 80 out of 80.
What was once the sixth largest economy in the world.
Which was once the place that people came to have their dreams come true. And I guess if you are a male boy, 15 years old or 14, who thinks that, you know, I am a female and now I get to go in with the girls on the swimming team, your dreams may still be coming true after AB 1266 passes.
Or if you have to press 2 instead of 1 when you dial somebody.
How about this? How about when you vote that you've got 14 different languages there so you can read the language that you really understand? Because really, as a citizen, you just ignored that part about having to speak English. But guess which state is the lowest in the nation for attracting and being good to business?
I wait with bated breath.
Could it be? Could it be? It is California. California, here we go. Right out to New Mexico. You know what?
I hear Idaho's looking pathetic. Real good about now.
This is pathetic. You know what? This is how bad it is. The delegation that went down to talk to the governor of Texas about how can we keep, what are you doing so that we could, like, keep our businesses here?
We don't shaft them.
Perry looks at him. A phone call rings. He says, I have to take this. And he turns around and he's talking to a major business in California. And the guy says, yeah, we're coming to Texas. How embarrassing is that? Yeah, I have to take this. Oh, yeah. No, we're going to do this. No, don't worry about that. We'll get those permits for you. Oh, no. You want us to help you build this? Sure. I mean, you're bringing in $800 million to our economy. Yeah, come on in. Hello, California. You know what? You know whose fault it is? The Democrats. Do you know why I say that? Because the Democrats are in charge of everything. You're in charge, Democrats, supermajorities. It is now your turn to fix it. No, not to open up bathrooms to the boys so the girls are sitting there. And here comes a little boy in there. Oh, hi. And how do my eyes look?
And tell me I can't buy more than X number of bullets in a month.
No, you can buy, and not only that, but you have to pay taxes on it. But hey, wait, let me go next door and buy a pound of marijuana. Well, maybe not so fast anymore about that. I think they're doing away with those. No matter what the record searchlight says, who thinks we need to keep them here? You know.
You can't make this up.
You can't make this up. I mean, it is just, when you just can go on and on about this. The AB5, the Homeless Bill of Rights.
What makes you want to be careful with your step?
Well, you know what they want to talk about is connecting all the trails, so they kind of come downtown and out on the river trail and all these. It's a great idea. I think it's a wonderful idea. Opens up to downtown because the downtown has got so much going for it. It really does. But then you just have to have, you know, you have to have markings of AB5. Is that you can't, you know, watch out. You know, you have those deer crossings and and things like that. It'll be like homeless crossings, so you can't run into them with your bicycle.
I'm not too keen on going to the downtown post office these days.
Well, you know what? You can meet somebody you could fall in love with. I understand right in the corner there if you've got $40. Hey, when we come back from our break, we have Mark Beecham here, and Mark is just filled with the fire to talk about something. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's hard to imagine what those three women lived through for a decade in Cleveland, unless you're Elizabeth Smart.
They don't need to share their story if they don't want to. They don't need to share details.
She was held hostage for 9 months when she was 14. She's now married 11 years later. As for the Cleveland case, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has the latest live.
DNA test results show Ariel Castro is the father of Amanda Berry's six-year-old daughter. The Cuyahoga County prosecutor wants to throw the book at Castro.
This child kidnapper operated a torture chamber in private prison in the heart of our city.
Prosecutor Tim McGinty says a grand jury will be convened and he may decide to seek the death penalty against the man accused of kidnapping and raping three women.
The horrific brutality and torture that the victims endured for a decade is beyond comprehension.
A police report says there were pregnancies aborted with punching and starvation. Dave?
Jennifer, an EMS technician from West Texas, is due in court this hour. Bryce Reed is charged with possessing an explosive device. West is where the fertilizer plant exploded last month, killing 14 people, including many first responders battling a fire. There is no word his arrest is at all connected to that. Proud workers in New York City installed a silver spire on top of One World Trade Center. The building replacing the twin towers taken down on 9/11.
The elevation up top is 1776, which represents the independence.
It's now the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. The red ink has gotten even deeper at the post office. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Nearly $2 billion in losses. The U.S. Postal Service ending its last quarter, $1.9 billion in the red. The agency has been on a deficit-cutting effort, reducing expenses and growing revenue. But some efforts have been blocked by Congress, including plans to scrap some Saturday deliveries. The Postmaster General also says the Postal Service must revamp its health care plan and retiree benefits. Dave.
Jared, on Wall Street, a little bit of selling. The Dow is down just 11 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
The off-road just got roomier. The new John Deere Gator XUV 825i S4 has a convertible rear seat so you can fit four easily. In the battle of Gator versus asphalt, now you've got backup. Stop by your John Deere dealer and own the off-road.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
At a building that collapsed in Bangladesh 17 days ago, a survivor. A woman pulled out alive and was able to even walk away after 17 days. She was a seamstress who worked at the garment factory that collapsed. She was able to find water and dried food in the area where she was trapped alive in the rubble. More than 1,000 people died in that building collapse. An America's Cup racing team is devastated after a British sailor died during practice yesterday off the coast of San Francisco.
Several of the teams competing in the upcoming America's Cup races were taking practice runs, including the Artemis, a 72-foot catamaran. All 11 crew members were tossed overboard, including the team strategist, Andrew Bart Simpson, 36 years old and a decorated British Olympian who won gold in Beijing. Simpson was trapped under the boat's platform for 10 minutes. Despite efforts to revive him, he was pronounced dead after being brought to shore. We should learn more about the impact of this tragedy on the America's Cup event at a press briefing later today. In San Francisco, Claudia Cowan, Fox News Radio.
Here's another reason why dogs are man's best friend.
Unlike people who often become couch potatoes, dogs have to get outside, usually with the couch potato on the other end of the leash. But it's not just the forced moderate exercise of dog walking that the American Heart Association says is probably associated with a reduced risk of heart disease. It's also the emotional bond formed between you and your dog. After reviewing several years of studies, the Heart Association concluded that owning a pet, especially a dog, reduces the body's reaction to stress, reducing heart rate, blood pressure, and the release of harmful stress-related chemicals in the body. Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
NASA is still working on a leak at the International Space Station, and it's ammonia that cools the system. That's where the leak is. There could be a spacewalk tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our second hour here in the sun. 8:05 in the morning, May the 10th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat room in there. It's Coach Bob and Angel and a few others that are in there saying hello. Of course, Bad Bob always joins me. And what's the weather today, Bad Bob? Linda is getting us ready because it is her mother's 80th birthday today. Happy birthday, Jean Snook. And we are going to, head on down there to wish her a happy birthday today.
Right now it is 67 degrees and ready. It'll be sunny today, a high right around the 90 degree mark with light and variable winds. Fire danger is going to start moving back up tonight. We'll see partly cloudy skies, a low of 67 and winds around 6 miles an hour. This report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. The great place for food. They have music tonight. What can I say? The ambiance out there, the food is magnificent. Horseback riding, you can go up and view the chapel, which is a privately owned chapel, of course, and built by Mr. Anselmo. Not for weddings, but for private, for himself and his family. Just so many things going up in Anselmo Vineyards, but give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. It's Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, the markets are still searching for direction. Currently, the Dow is down a point at 15,083, while the NASDAQ is up 12 at 3,421, and the S&P 500 is up 2 at 1,628. Oil's down $2.42 this morning at $93.97 a barrel. Well, the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.08%. Gold's down $38.80 at $1,429, while silver's down 58 cents at $23.33 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up 3 nickels at $99.84. Coca-Cola is down 10 cents at $42.01. And AT&T is up 8 pennies at $37.42. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much for your call. This is we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 243-7561. You listen to Josh, you know, things are kind of up in the air, and they're searching for the direction, and you may need some assistance in what you want to do with your investment. So give the Wells Fargo Advisors a call at 243-7561. If it's Friday, we must be going on our health kick for the weekend, and from Adamson's Peak Performance, it's Amy.
Hello.
Amy, I've seen you four times in the last, 8 days?
I know, it's kind of cool, huh? That was a fun golf tournament.
A golf tournament, and you, for the Military Order of the Purple Heart, and you were such a big assist out there.
Thank you, I love it. I've been helping out for about 7 years now with that tournament, and I love it. But everyone's so great and
good people.
Appreciate all the service they give to our country, including you.
Well, you know what? It's an honor to serve this country, and it was good to be able to go to that and see that they do so many great things, the Order of Purple Heart, for our, for not just the nation, but for our community right here. They do so much.
They do, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, what's going on here?
Well, you know, it's a farmer's market season, and I really want to encourage people to get out there and go to the farmer's market. Now, we have some people who are, you know, seasoned shoppers at farmer's market, but there's some people who are really intimidated by the whole idea. And I just want to encourage people to get out there, and here's some tips to do so. Go prepared. So have a list with you or do some meal planning. And you guys, here's a really quick way to meal plan. Take your calendar, pull it off the wall, and write a supper idea out for every day of the week. Okay, so now you're not having to sit there and write every single meal of every day. You're just focusing on your suppers. And then from there, make a grocery list. And it's going to take a lot of stress off you if you can do this. And then when you get there, talk to the farmers. Engage them in conversation. Find out, you know, about how they go about, you know, growing their vegetables or how they take care of their meats or and get to know them. Definitely get to know them. And pick a strategy. What I mean by this is some people will go and they'll just kind of wander and, you know, just look at every single table. Pick a strategy. So if that's what you like to do and that's part of your enjoyment, that's fine. But others will go and they'll hunt for the specific things that they need. So they'll go find the tomatoes, go find their organic beef, and then they're out of there. So find a strategy that makes it work for you and enjoyable. And then become a familiar face, okay? The more they get to know you, the more you're going to feel comfortable, the more you might get, you know, some more special care from the special farmers that you're getting their produce from. And then finally, talk it up amongst your friends and family. You know, it's really important that we keep our community strong and that we buy things that are from our community so we keep our economy here in the North State going strong. And so those are my tips for the upcoming
You know, when you go to the, when you go to the farmer's market, the first thing, if, you know, you got to head like right to the eggs people. Because the free roaming, free ranging, organic type eggs go in a second. That kind of thing. So you get, and I mean, it's, that was always goes quick. And there's other things, just like you said. So if there's something specific, if you like it, other people are going to like it. So head right to that. And you're right. It supports our community farmers and it's good and it's healthy and you can buy it at a lot of times much more reasonable prices than you're going to find in a supermarket.
And, you know, people need to realize that when you buy the healthy foods, I hear people say, oh, well, healthy food costs more. And I'm thinking, you know, it really doesn't. When you think about the fact that if you're buying all that cheap garbage food, you're going to pay more in dealing with medications and doctor's visits later.
That's right.
So if you give yourself the quality foods now, you're not going to have to put, you know, take medications later, go to the doctor because you're going to be unhealthy. You're going to be taking care of your body correctly the first time.
Well, you know, that's why Bob and I do the FDA-approved organic beer.
I knew something was coming.
It was just, you know, it's something that it's maybe a little bit more expensive, but we're taking care of ourselves by drinking a six pack a week. All right. Hey, Amy, thanks a lot.
You bet, guys. Have a wonderful weekend and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. This is Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. We'll be right back with Mark Beecham.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 67 degrees out there, 8:15 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and all of the North State. They have got every type of car, truck, or SUV you could possibly want, either new or previously owned, and their service department is second to none. Reading Crown Motors, right down on 555 Cypress Avenue. You can't miss it when you're driving down there. It's huge. And people are there waiting to give you a great deal. Or give them a call at 530-223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
We were talking during the break, and one of the things you mentioned about was the downtown.
Yeah, State of the Downtown. They have that every year, and it's kind of a rah-rah, sis-boom-bah kind of promotion deal. But I gather they also talk about some of the more substantive issues, the challenges facing downtown. And you told me that they gave an award to the owner of the Thunderbird
Lodge.
Thunderbird Lodge.
I think his name is Patel. And,
why was that? Why did they give
the award? He has upgraded. I know, you know, when you think of the hotels or the motels down here in town, you think to yourself immediately about the guy across the street and this one that died and was in there for 10 days and it took hazmat. Well, that, of course, was not the Thunderbird. But what they have said is, and what the man came up there, and he was very proud of what they've done. They have upgraded the hotel. They've painted. They've put new furniture in there, a new viewpoint, a new attitude, because he wants to provide a quality place to stay at an affordable price for people that want to come and, you know, visit downtown. One of the things that we were talking to Kenny Breedlove, and we had the Young Entrepreneurs Week here. We had them in here, and they all had great ideas. When I asked Breedlove, well, what's the one thing that downtown needs? He said, a hotel. A place for people to come down and stay, and they feel, you know, it's a nice place. And then they can walk back and forth to all the events downtown. They don't have to park up on Hilltop and drive in here. So the Viva Downtown, awarded this, you know, gave them, an award for, actually taking that first step. And
well,
so
good.
It is. And then they went on and they talked about the problems with marketing and how we as a group of downtown businesses need to work together, to promote downtown. And then they brought in the different changes that could be made. But anyway, you look at it, it's going to be it was kind of a rah-rah session in a sense, but it also had a lot of substantive things in it.
That's good, because downtown is a special place. A lot of opportunity there, but there are some perceptions out there, and I hear them from women and men alike, that there is a feeling that it's a little dangerous down here at certain times, and people don't feel comfortable bringing kids down because there's, you know, a certain element walking back and forth on the street during the day and at night.
Well, there is. I mean,
you can't see it.
Oh, yeah, you can't ignore it. We've got one guy that comes down here on a regular basis, and Bad Bob has seen it, and we've all seen it. He sits there and he screams at our posters we have in the window. Yeah, he takes umbrage at it. I mean, he's never done anything violent, but he is a dirty, he's disheveled, and, he screams at posters. Now, does he do that every day? No. But do I feel like it's dangerous walking around down here? I don't think it's dangerous.
Yeah, but you're a concealed carry guy.
Yeah, but I see. But I'm aware of what's going on around me, as everybody should be. But I mean, for people walking down the streets, and you're right, there's some, most people won't bother me anyway. But I have not seen anybody, I've been out walking around the streets, that, you know, that a mother and, you know, and child looks scared during the daytime around here. Now, I'm not down here at night, so I can't even comment on that. I mean,
yeah.
After, you know, and most of these people you used to see in the mugshots, I said, you know, I'd ask the sheriff or the chief, how come I never see these guys? And they said, are you out between the hours of 1 and 4 in the morning? No.
Yeah, it's a different world out there. If you go on one of these ride-alongs, there's a whole army of people that come out after 11 o'clock at night, and it's, you know, they're up to no good, obviously, and a lot of them are riding these little bikes, and they've got backpacks, and they're checking car doors, as Ed Roman will tell you about over at the hotel. So go through the parking lot and look for opportunities there.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, anyway, but I want to, the reason I brought this up was because I got a comment from a guy, do we have enough time?
Well, let's take the break. Okay. And we'll come back and let's start with that one on, and okay, on the other side. We'll be right back. Mark Beecham is my guest, and Mark is going to be joining us on a regular basis, on a Fridays. And so we can talk about, Mark looks at things in a much different way than, not good nor bad, but in a different way than other people do. And he has a lot of comments on what's happening in our North State, a place he really loves. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
The 10th annual Hotorama Car, Motorcycle, and More show is back May 17th through the 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. All makes, all models, and all years. It's full of fun and competitions. Sound-offs, hop-offs, rock crawling, burnouts, and motorcycle competitions. Take part in the Hotorama raffle, swap meet, or the Friday night cruise. Visit the 60th anniversary Corvette building. Check out the Shasta Speedway Race Nights. The 10th annual Hotorama Motorcycle and More show is back May 17th through the 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR. 1460, it just gets better and better here. 66 degrees, it's going to get up to 93 today. It is 8:23 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, 93, is your air conditioner working? Have you had it checked lately? What about the filters? Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They do great work, our friends at Alliance. Give them a, check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Let me tell you, Martin and his guys are really, really good. They will take care of you. They will make sure everything is working on that so you will stay cool and it works efficiently. And because the cost of electricity is going way up because of the Democrats and, as we can say about everything that's happening in this state. And you're going to probably get tired of me saying it's the Democrats' fault, but it is. because they have a supermajority in the Assembly and the Senate. And they had a Republican who they said he was a Republican that passed this green gas bill. I'm not even going to go there. Mark Beecham is my guest. Mark, when we left, you were talking about, you had a comment on your blog. And your blog, by the way, is several times a day on Reading.com.
It is.
Free to the people.
Free to the people, yeah. Anyway, it wasn't a comment on my blog, but I did blog this comment. It was a comment on a recent Record Searchlight editorial that I thought was particularly provocative. And this particular commenter, people have issues with commenters. I have issues with commenters, understandable issues. But not all the commenters are, you know, vile and off-topic and idiotic. I mean, some of them are actually quite trenchant and on point and insightful. And this particular guy offered this comment, which I think pertains to Reading and downtown in particular. And I'll read it to you. It reads, I recently spent 10 days in Mexico where I didn't see a single person who appeared to be homeless. I didn't see even one person signing or otherwise begging. Nobody pushing all of their belongings around in a shopping cart. Not a single dude hanging out all day downtown with doing nothing, displaying his entire net worth as skin art. There were many people who were obviously poor, but they all had places to live. There was more street entrepreneurialism evident in one block than in all of Reading. And most obviously, far more reliance on family, including extended family, and far less evidence of both, quote, screw the nearly every man is an island and the government shall provide mentalities. Returning home to the flotsam and jetsam that abounds in Reading made for a jarring contrast, to say the least. So this was a commenter who had spent 10 days in Mexico.
Oh, maybe I don't know who he is, because I know somebody that goes down there and spends months at a time. One of our listeners, and he always calls before he leaves, and he calls when he gets back. So I've just got something from him. He loves Mexico. He feels safer down in this village that he's down there than he says walking the streets of Reading. And he talks about things like that. But,
I just throw that out as an observation. I mean, I think downtown has got some real great opportunities, but it's got some serious challenges. And I don't know if it's, I think a lot of people have got to brainstorm and work together with the police and the city hall and zoning and code enforcement and businesses to deal with it. And I'm not sure, you know, given the way society is going and the number of people who are being paroled or showing up in Reading, the crummy economy we've got. I don't know. Maybe the situation is just too intractable to deal with.
I don't know if it's too intractable, but I think that we're down in Mexico, and let's talk about the other side of that. If it was really that good, millions would still not be coming into the United States for an opportunity. That if down there, if they chose to take people that were just kind of like hanging around, their police can pick them up and put them someplace where you'll never see them. And we'll push them to another area because they have no right down there is what the police say. Here, if a policeman tries to get somebody to move and he's on public property, the person can literally turn around to him and just say, I'm not going to do it, and say something nasty to him. I think that in Mexico that there's, you know, when you have state control like they have, that, you know, that there's going to be things that they can do that we never can do, but we wouldn't want to give up those freedoms. Unfortunately, we've gotten into a point where our freedoms of you and I, taxpayers, people that want to go in the, you know, in a positive, full out direction, to build the economy, to make our downtown beautiful and all this. We're running into walls that we're banging our heads against. But I don't know, Mark. Do you believe it's too late for California?
Do I believe it's too late for California?
Yeah, to turn this around?
Yes, I do. I think it's too late.
Would you say that bill that just went into the Senate about, you know, AB 1266, about the, if you believe you're, you know, the gender, part where, now if you believe that you're a girl and if you've been a guy, if you're a 17-year-old, 6'2" guy and you're believing you're a girl, you can now be on their teams and, go into their bathrooms and all this. They just passed the assembly. Is that an indicator that it's gone too far?
Gosh, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, no, that's the new one. That's AB 1260. We've already talked about that. I'll brief you during the news. But, you know, I don't know. Again, California is the 50th on the list of states right. for being friendly to business. You do – I mean, you kind of
– Well,
has the tipping point happened?
I think the tipping point's been reached and passed, and I think Reading has reached a similar tipping point because we're broke.
And when we come back, let's talk about that. $300 million in unfunded liabilities. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. We're getting new information on the case of three Cleveland women kidnapped for a decade. The Ohio Attorney General says that DNA tests have confirmed the alleged abductor, Ariel Castro, is the father of the 6-year-old girl born to Amanda Berry while she was being held.
Amanda Berry told police that she was forced to deliver the baby sitting in a plastic baby pool.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, according to another captive,
Michelle Knight, told police. She said, quote, Castro told her that if the baby died, he'd kill her. This is while she was being forced to deliver the baby.
Castro is being held on $8 million bond. In the Texas town of West, a man who's with the town's EMS is being charged with possession of an explosive device. No word if the arrest of Bryce Reed is connected to the explosion last month at a fertilizer plant. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you, it needed to be cleaned and sprayed and, yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with a purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up, it's Rodeo Week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else in, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agriculture. labor, maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you drive 260, I'll tax your seat.
Tax,
if
you tax, cold, tax, tax. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. Carl and the Bot. 67 degrees out there. It's going to get to 93 today. Weather's well, always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546 for reservations. They got music tonight. 8:35 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Go down there, get a great haircut. The prices are very, very fair. And they give discounts to seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold right there. The people, the guys down at DC Tim and the Man in Black support our community. Support our community in so many different ways. At Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. My guest, and we're starting today our first in a monthly appearances by Mark Beauchamp, because Mark, Mark has a way of looking at things that I don't. And so it's always good to have somebody here with a different point of view. Always. That's why we try to get so many people in here. We're not even going to talk about unfunded liabilities because
we're broke.
We're broke.
There's nothing more to say. I mean, literally. I mean, what more can you say? We're broke. We're broke. We're broke. We're broke.
If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to yesterday's show. Go over to the archives. Kurt Starr and Gary Cadon talking about $300 million in unfunded liabilities the city has. And my friends, it's not going to get any better. In fact, in the next 3 to 4 years, it could be so much worse that you may have to, unless something really happens in the economy that boosts our economy, is that we could be seeing that big B word, and that's the bankrupt word.
Well, here's what people are going to have to do, I'm afraid. They're going to have to pave their own streets.
They're going to have to hire
private security patrol their neighborhoods. And maybe there'll be changes in the code to allow us to erect, 12-foot concrete walls around our homes.
So it looks like Mexico.
Topped with concertina wire and broken glass stuck in concrete.
So it looks like places in third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, I mean, you see that in South Africa. You see that in a lot of places
sure.
to protect themselves.
And it works pretty well, actually.
Yeah, and then that big dog on the other side. And you're not even growing marijuana.
Right.
Okay. We had somebody.
But I digress.
I wanted to talk about somebody.
I wanted to talk about an old colleague of mine that I worked with on the record search light back in 1969 and 70. And really, really old timers who remember bylines in the newspaper may remember Alan Barry, or Al Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Al Barry was a real, bear of a guy, gentle guy that I knew on the paper. Actually, the first murder scene that I ever covered was with Al. It happened down on Center Street here in, I think, 1970. It was a woman who, turns out, I had known, who was the hostess or one of the owners of Ramona's Mexican restaurant, which old timers will remember. And she had been murdered by a couple of escapees from Crystal Creek area, Crystal Creek Camp. But anyway, that's beside the point. After I left the paper, Al, in 1971 or 72, he got interested in Bigfoot. And, he began to go out on, expeditions looking for Bigfoot. I think he was skeptical at first, but after, some time passed, he became a believer that, Bigfoot was something or deserved to be investigated, whatever. And sometime, I think, in 1972 or 73, he was camping with some like-minded Bigfoot searchers in the Sierra Nevada mountains. And he brought a Sony tape recorder, fairly bulky thing at the time, and had it going at night and recorded on a couple of occasions something that he believed was the sound of an unidentified creature, Bigfoot or whatever. And this recording has become, I gather, I'm not a Bigfoot scholar or a Bigfoot researcher, but this recording, which became known as Sierra Sounds, has become a rather big, interest of for Bigfoot researchers. And then he also co-authored a book, I think, titled Bigfoot, that appeared in the mid-70s, and which is considered, I understand, by many people, one of the sort of seminal documents or seminal books about Bigfoot and that whole thing. So I just wanted to mention Al, and he died in January, end of January, I gather, down in Sacramento. And there's been nothing in the paper about it, but a friend of mine sent me the obituary, and I just wanted to mention that.
Well, you wrote about it, and we've had on our Outside the Wire, which is, we talk about things like that, and Outside the Wire, Bigfoot's been one of our subjects, and there, if you hit just Bigfoot on your computer.
I believe I have that recording.
Do you?
Yeah.
And then there's also a vocal exchange.
Oh.
What does this remind me of, the city council meeting?
So.
Okay, you heard it first here. I bet many of you have never heard Bigfoot.
As recorded by Al Berry and colleagues in the Sierra Nevada Mountains sometime in the mid-70s. Well, but anyway, Al was a great guy. There were a lot of interesting and colorful people working for the paper.
There still are.
Back then, yeah.
There's a lot of interesting and colorful people still there at the paper. It's in their own way.
Yeah. Well, this was a different time. I was 17 years old, and these guys were in their 30s and, hard drinkers, smokers. Great storytellers. They were all kind of old school journalists, and I felt fortunate that I got to know some of them.
Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. How it's changed. Because we can talk about how everything's changed in the last 30 years, but, journalists, you had the old movies of them running back and forth and not afraid at all of bending the news and just writing things, as Hearst did. But, how long have you been in journalism?
Well, gosh, off and on since 1969, I guess.
Oh, well, we could talk a little bit about that. And we also want to talk about, something else that our, resource management division's done. That I just, you talk about Anselmo, right? Well, somebody came in, come back from this break, I want to talk to you about the journalist and like that, but I want to talk to you about resource management division. And you think, oh, Anselmo, it's not just Anselmo. Trust me. It's not just R.C. Anselmo and Seven Hills. We're going to talk a little bit about that too when we come back. I mean, these are little bitty businesses that are getting hammered. We'll be right back.
Outside the Wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes Outside the Wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
During the month of May, all pit bull adoptions at Haven Humane Society are just $20. Pit bulls and pit mixes suitable for all lifestyles and family members are available at Haven and waiting for a new home. Pit bulls are generally energetic dogs and love to play, chase balls, and go on walks or runs. The breed is highly trainable and eager to please. Stop by the Morgan Adoption Center at Haven Humane Society to meet our pit bulls and find the one that's right for your family. If you already have a pit bull mix that has not been fixed, Haven's low-cost spay-neuter clinic is offering 20% off surgery during the month of May. Haven is located at 7449 Eastside Road in Reading, or call 241-1653 for more information.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 8:45, it's Friday, May 10th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He can guarantee that the little chips that he can fix are cracks up to 24 inches and in reality up to 30 inches in your windshield. He guarantees the fact he can crack, fix them and that you will never be problem. I guess I should just start this one all over. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff, he does the small chips and cracks up to, he says 24 inches, but he can do them longer. He guarantees his work. If you have a crack in your windshield, give him a call at 241-8373 or head down to 3208 Market Street because he knows what he's talking about. He guarantees it. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield over 4 years ago, and you can't see it to this day. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Wow, that's a take.
Yeah, it's good because those are rare in my, you know. Mark Beecham is my guest today. He's going to be on at least once a month talking about things. We had talked about that. There's some big changes coming, and told people that they need to read the record searchlight.
They always need to read the record searchlight. What are you talking
about? This weekend, people need to read it.
Why? Why this weekend as opposed to next weekend?
Well, they can read it every weekend, but I think that the Record Searchlight is, I think you need to read especially the Sunday edition of the Record Searchlight. Jeez, I'm just saying that.
You're being really vague here.
I have to be. Read the Record Searchlight. There's...
Are you under gag order or something like that?
Something like that.
Is that a court order, gag order?
That was just a promise.
Okay.
But there are some things coming to the Record Searchlight. I think that people.
Big changes.
Well, I don't know how big they are really. Yeah. Some people may think there's hardly any changes at all. I think there's going to be some change, but I think that everybody needs to take a look at the paper on Sunday. And because I think that's when they'll start noticing things.
Really? Noticing things on Sunday or is there going to be an announcement on Sunday?
It'll be an announcement on Sunday.
Gosh, yeah, right. You've really got my attention here, Carl. I can't wait for Sunday to come. What time Sunday?
Whatever the paper comes out.
Oh, maybe 12:01 a.m.?
Could be. If you're on Reading.com.
Yeah. So you don't have to buy the paper. You can go to Reading.com too, right?
You can see it that way too.
Wow. Okay.
Because the paper is on Reading.com.
Not all of it. I mean, some of it is. Yeah.
No.
That's cool.
Most of it. I mean, your blog's there.
My blog, yeah. My blog.
Trudy's blog. My blog. My sometimes blog. You're on a regular basis there. How many hits do you get on that?
Well, I don't understand the hits, really. It's they talk about, I think, page views. And I'm not supposed to – I don't know if I'm supposed to say because maybe it's proprietary information.
I don't know, but I know you're up in the thousands.
Well, many thousands, but see, I don't know what all that means. You know, I don't know if it's just one guy like Frank Strazzarino at the Chamber of Commerce, you know, looking at my page 800 times a day. You know, I don't know.
It could be those guys that head down to the library. There's just something about you that they love. You know, they go from where they're sleeping there in the park and walk on over, and they go into the library and they get on the computers, and it's Mark Beecham. That's who they, you're their man. Maybe it's that group.
Jeez.
Big difference between today's journalist and ones 30 years ago.
Well, I think maybe it's because I was younger and, you know, I was kind of, I guess I was, I mean, everybody has a first job, and this was my first job, and it was the job that I probably remember most fondly and loved the most. And, maybe I was just impressionable and young, but these people seem so, such like real characters. And then when I went, I was in journalism briefly, and then I went off to college, and then I did a bunch of other things, and then I got back into journalism overseas in the Far East and in Japan, and then I was at journalism, you know, at Forbes magazine for 5 years, and there were some real characters there. And then when I came back to the Record Searchlight in the early 2000s, there were real professionals. I mean, I'm not saying that, but they just seemed to be not as, you know, larger than life characters, really, as I remember.
Cigar,
you know,
chomping, copy.
These guys that I remember from the late 60s and 1970, they were characters like that. And I thought to myself, well, what has changed? And I know one thing that changed at the Record Searchlight, is that, the policy I don't know when it was instituted exactly, but it was certainly in effect when I went back there in the early 2000s, was that you couldn't get a job as a reporter or any, you know, doing anything there without a college degree. And back in the day, and there were a number of people working at the paper who didn't have college degrees, but who could write incredible stories, who were great reporters, who really mastered the craft, and who had, you know, just incredible personalities.
Is that gone now?
Oh, I don't think it's completely gone, but I think it's just.
Is it a vanilla? When you walk in the Record Searchlight, when you look at the reporters and most reporters, is it a vanilla thing that, it's cookie cutters? Because they've got to meet a certain requirement?
I don't know. I mean, the newsroom, for example, is so different now. I mean, you walk into the Record Searchlight today and it's quiet. Why? Because people are typing on keyboards. In those days, when the Record Searchlight was over on Placer Street in 1969-70, everybody was beating away on these big Underwood typewriters with carbon paper, and it was loud, and people were smoking, and their waste baskets were catching on fire, people throwing, you know, ashtrays into the...
What is it, Damon Runyon? Is there the type of characters that you would expect? Yeah.
There were fist fights because it was mostly men. There was only like one woman in the place, and there were guys that would get into arguments. I remember seeing a fist fight one day in the newsroom, and they were just characters. But maybe it was my youth, and I was impressionable. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's been, you know what?
Same thing in the military, I'm sure, right?
The changes. I mean, it is drastic changes, you know, but from back when I was just a pup, that things that you could do, it was almost expected. 8-10 years later, it could get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
For that, just off-duty things and drive, you know, and going to the club at night and things like that. We got to take a break. Carl Bott, Mark Beecham is my guest, and we're talking, we got our last segment. I want to talk about how They're not raising taxes. That's a bunch of crap. You call it what you want. But I'm going to tell you some things that are going on right here in River City. We'll be right back.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
I know some people want me to bypass cameras and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Shasta County Senior Nutrition Center, U.S. Senior Vets, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Arcadia Home Care and Staffing, and Willow Springs. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the best walk-in humidor in the state. They do so much for our community. It's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. My guest has been Mark Beecham. And we've got just a couple of things here. I really want to thank Mark for being here, of course. Is that following, this show, of course, is Outside the Wire. We're going to be doing Lemurians from Mount Shasta. And, not doing them, but talking about them.
And doing them, that would be worth tuning in for.
Well, you know what? You're the one that talked about Bigfoot and we now have the sounds. What were they doing out there with those sounds? And the, you know, let's just talk a little bit about what's going on in my, sorry, Bob. And, you know, when I start talking about, there's no taxes. No, what do they call them now?
Fees.
Okay, I want to remind everybody at the Old Shasta Music Festival, the 40th one for Mother's Day event. It's going on Sunday, May 12th. It's out on Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp. It's going to be a great time. Bands, Manzanita, the Lou White Band, Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers, and Jim Dyer. You can't ask for a better group of people out there. It's going to have music and food, everything. But let's talk about fees. Shasta County Resource Management Division goes out there and we have these new fees on these vendors. And it's a $70 fee for somebody to sell salve. It's not the food. There's food out there and all that. But they went through the vendors and they're charging $70 tax on the vendors out there. If they want to sell herbal remedies or anything like this, where did this come from? All of a sudden it's $70? Well, who can do that? I mean, that's for a one-day permit.
Well, you have to understand. I mean, we're broke. And government is looking at every single way it can extract more money from the public. And these are fees. And you're going to see a lot more of them going forward.
But who does it hit? It hits those people, those small businesses that are going out to these, that vendors make these events. Now, luckily it's not going to impact on our Old Shasta Music Festival, but just the idea is that when some of these vendors, like a poison ivy salve, herbal remedies,
lotions
and things like this that people cottage industry. Every time that they're going to go someplace, it's $70.
Well, they won't go because how many items are they going to have to sell in order to recoup the fee that they're going to have to pay in order to go?
Absolutely. Okay. Well, last thought here. We got a minute left. You got like a 30-second bump.
30-second bump. Read the Record Searchlight on Sunday, Carl tells me. I don't know why, but he's in the know and I'm not.
Oh, well, it's not going to be just coupons, but just read the Record Searchlight. There's going to be a change coming, and that's all we're going to say. So we're kind of giving them a free advertising for the Record Searchlight.
I can't wait. I wish Saturday just disappeared. I wish it was Sunday morning already.
You know, Mark.
You've got me going.
You are so smooth here. Anyway, hey, after this, Outside the Wire, we're going to be doing Lemurians, and then after that, Agenda 21, a show that really, really offends Bruce Ross, which is why I will continue to run it. We'll be back on Monday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. There is now a criminal investigation into the explosion at a fertilizer plant in the town of West Texas last month. Let's go live to Fox News Radio's Evan Brown.
Chris, it was believed to have been an accident, but now Texas officials are beginning a criminal investigation into the deadly explosion in the town of West near Waco. The decision comes as police arrest an EMT from that town for possessing a destructive device. Fox's Dallas TV station KDFW says 31-year-old Bryce Reed has been turned over to the feds. So far, there's no word his arrest has anything to do with the April explosion that killed more than a dozen people, Chris.
The man's suspected of holding three women captive in Cleveland is having his DNA run against other cases nationwide. No matches to any other crimes in Ohio, but it did confirm one fact in the case. More live from Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Ariel Castro is the father of Amanda Berry's 6-year-old daughter. The child was born in captivity. Her mother kidnapped a decade ago.